Hello, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's
been a while since we talked. Girl, you done blown up so big since the last time I seen you.
Whatever. Whatever. And he was like, Rob was like, this cop. I said, I know who this is.
And you know what's interesting about you, what I love about you, the first time I ever met you, I remember you were on the R. Kelly tour and you came here to Cleveland and you walked out on stage. You had a bottle of something and a chair and you were singing songs and talking. It was like Millie Jackson or something from back in the day. Like you are so open and honest about everything, man. That's what I love about K. Michelle. Plus you get turned up so easy. So
that's not always good though, Kobe. I'm really trying to deal with that.
It must be the alcohol, girl, because you get turned up real quick. It just
drink no more. Like I will have wine, and you know when they give us drinks and stuff on set when we're filming. Sometimes it's not even liquor.
Mm-hmm.
I just think me on the show, the second season was really rough for me. And even from the producers themselves, it was rough because a lot of people were trying to argue with me for camera time.
Right, right.
And they were really trying to turn up this season and, you know, turn up okay because we know that the cameras are going to roll and she's going to get the time.
Right.
So that's a lot of what was going on. And, you know, I look at it. Like, what I've watched, you know, I don't watch all the shows, but from what I watch, I look at it, and I just ask myself, you know, what made you feel like that, and are you over it? That's my biggest thing now.
Well, and also, you're leaving the show, so I hear you're moving to Love & Hip Hop New York. Yeah, so what's up with that transition?
I'm really on it, but I'm not. I have my own show on VH1.
Okay.
That I'm about to film. And Love & Hip Hop New York is going to be me basically introducing the cast of my show.
Gotcha. Now, what's your show going to be about? Like, just following you doing your music thing?
Yes. It's like, it's kind of that, but it's also like a urban Sex in the City. It'll be a couple of my friends who are really doing a lot within their fields. One of the girls being Elle Varner.
Oh, I love Elle Varner. She's so nice.
So nice and so dope. And those are my real friends.
Mm-hmm. Don't corrupt her. Don't get her turned up. I never seen her turned up before.
No, I will. Like, we go out all the time. Like, she's really fun. Really fun. And, you know, you have to say, like, when you're around certain people, they bring out certain things.
Right.
And you'll get to see a different side of me. Like, I never would bring my family for real or my son on Love & Hip Hop because I didn't feel like it was the place. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, to me, was like a war. Like, it was
survival
of the fittest.
No place for kids. You're right.
Yeah, so no, you'll get to see another side of me. You'll really get to see me when I don't have to be combative for ratings or don't have to be combative, period. You'll get to see something else.
Now, make sure on this show, you get some scenes with my girl Juliet Jones over there at Warner Brothers. She's a firecracker, too. I'm sure you already spent a few meetings with her, but that's my homie right there.
Absolutely.
You in good hands right now.
Absolutely, very much. I love her.
Yeah,
she's a supporter. I really love her.
No, she really loves you, too. We were just talking about you a couple weeks ago, and she's very excited to be working your project. But that's a good person in the music business to have in your corner, because a lot of people that you had in your corner at other labels weren't necessarily keeping it real with you and doing the right thing for you. But I think you got a good team behind you right
Finally.
Now.
You're so right. Like, it's a whole new energy. Like, when you first met me as an artist, it was like a lot of stuff that just didn't feel right, wasn't going right, didn't, like, sit right with me. I can honestly say, like, the label, and, you know, and Julia, just all of them, like, they really, you know, they might not always approve of some of the things within the show, but at the end of the day, they're like, the album is classic, and it's great music, and they're there to support it, and I'm very happy with them. I finally feel like I have a family.
Well, no, it's great, and you got a new single that we about to play right now, VSOP. Of course it's VSOP, of course, because you always got that VSOP in that glass.
Appropriate.
I love K. Michelle, man. You just so honest. Now, now here's a serious question. This is a very serious question because I've been watching the show. Is everything okay downstairs? Because you said it was a little dead for a while. Are we back to life? Did we figure out what was going on down there?
I guess it is, Kobe. But you know, I really don't know. I really have not been having sex. I have been going on some dates. I've been taking it really slow. It's like my mind is somewhere else. I really don't even have the desire, and I need to work on that.
So
it's just focus. So, I'm not there right now.
So you've been dating a lot of different people. What kind of man are you? I mean, you're not dating anybody right now, right?
I'm going on dates.
Okay, yeah, got you. So what? Well, what kind of man? What you've been through a lot. What kind of man is the kind of man that you need? Like, what are you looking for in a man that you haven't received yet?
That's the thing. You know, for so long you think you know what you want, and then when you realize what you thought you want isn't what you need, you have to regroup and try to figure it out. So that's what, that's the process I'm in. I just want to feel something, and I want to feel, I just want to, I think everybody, like I had my father around and my grandfather and my uncles. I just want to, you know, feel protected. I just want a man. I want a man to do man things, and that's where I'm at with that.
Right. Well, you know, and then what you were talking about, and I was, in all seriousness, what you're talking about, a lot of times when you feel that way, that means you just got to shut down, like, the intimacy part until you can figure out and find that right person that brings it out of you. And a lot of people don't do that. They just keep going out messing with different people. But when
and
you had
it, you get a name for yourself. That's
right.
You can't keep on doing it because then you'll have a name for yourself. You'll look up one day and be like, what was I doing or what's going on?
Yeah,
and that's really what's going on with me. It's just time to kind of sit back and deal with self.
Hey, listen, I hear a song out of this right here. You need to write a song about
that.
Oh,
don't worry. It's one. It's always one.
Hey, all right, so Love & Hip Hop, we're going to watch you. This is the last season here, then you're going to go to New York. Now, when is this album coming out?
July 30th, the album comes out. The single, you know, of course, came out yesterday. It did really well immediately. Like, went to 12 on iTunes in a couple hours. I don't know where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been doing really, really good. This is the first song, Colby, that men and women like equally.
Cool.
So I'm excited about that. So well, July 30th is the album.
You're very soulful, and you know, you have a nice vibe to you. So when on this new album are you going to be working with? What kind of producers are you working with? People established or new people?
Established, like Eric Hudson did a majority of the records, and he is absolutely amazing. He did like Flashing Lights for Kanye. He just has this great vibe about him. And Jack Splash, of course, I'm going to go out probably in the next week or so and do some things with R. Kelly as well. And it's just a real soulful album.
All right, well, look, we look forward to the album. And when do you start filming Love & Hip Hop New York? Are you doing that now?
It actually started yesterday, but I was, you know, doing radio runs and promo and stuff. So they're open to just kind of working it in and catching me when they can, because I'm going to do a promo tour. And I'm going on a tour with some people you guys really love, and I'll announce that soon.
All right. Well, listen, we look forward to getting you here to Cleveland soon. And I'm sure you'll be out at BET, so I'll probably see you out there. But very proud of you. Glad to see that you have done. A lot of people don't come out of those situations that you've come out of and have success. So I'm very proud of you and glad that you told your story. And I'm sure that you are helping a lot of people along the way, as well as turning it up for a lot of people.
I know. Colby, thank you so much for having my back. I appreciate it.
You got it. I'll see you soon, all right?
Okay, see you soon.
Bye-bye.